This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, two plumbers arrested following a police sting operation in St. Philip. The past president of the Barbados Pharmaceutical Society is calling for better operations at polyclinics to ease the surge in patients at the Queen Elizabeth Hospital. BAMP reports an increase in vector-borne diseases and NCDs due to climate change. The Barbados Agricultural Society reports challenges in the production of certain crops, and Barbadians to pay more for liquefied petroleum gas cylinders from today. Good morning, I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. Police have arrested two plumbers for making an illegal water connection following a sting operation at a farm in Sanford, St. Philip. In an article in the Daily Nation, the plumbers, a former and current employee of the Barbados Water Authority, were caught in the act of running an illegal connection. Officers also seized several feet of the polyblue pipe and tools belonging to the Barbados Water Authority. The arrest comes in the wake of the Water Authority's mandate to crack down on illegal connections across the country and recoup millions of dollars in arrears owed to the state-owned entity. Starcom Network News reached out to the BWA's general manager, Keith Roy Halliday, for a comment, but our calls were unsuccessful. Former president of the Barbados Pharmaceutical Society, Paul Gibson, is calling for the operations at polyclinics across the country to improve in order to reduce the high traffic at the Accident and Emergency Department of the Queen Elizabeth Hospital. His comments followed the announcement by the QEH over the weekend that there will be delays in the accident and emergency departments due to a surge of patients seeking medical attention. He believes the inability of polyclinics to function properly is what is putting strain on the hospital.
Barbados continues to face an issue with the high throughput in the A&E department, and there is a fundamental connection between the poor primary care system in Barbados right now and the high levels of traffic in the tertiary institution, which is the QEH. Now, the reality is that growing up, we would have had opportunity to go to the polyclinic to get some basic things done, burns, cuts, dressings. Unfortunately, we have a situation where the polyclinics now are not functioning in the way that they're supposed to function. And that is really one of the primary issues. If there can be a return to a well-functioning primary care section in the polyclinics, we would have a lot less weight and pressure in the Queen Elizabeth Hospital.
He says the lack of doctors and nurses is a major challenge at polyclinics.
Most persons are going to the hospital because there's really nowhere else to go without having to pay. And when they do go to the polyclinics, there's hardly any doctors on duty, a very low nursing staff, because we know a lot of nurses are leaving Barbados. And this is really fundamentally what is happening. Can someone fix that problem in the polyclinics? Can it be fixed? There are many polyclinics, and when you go to them, there are very few doctors on call. Traditionally, you know, you would see doctors seeing 20 and 30 patients a day. That doesn't happen anymore like one time.
Former president of the Barbados Pharmaceutical Society, Paul Gibson. The public relations officer of the Barbados Association of Medical Practitioners, BAMP, Dr. Kenneth Connell, says that vector-borne diseases and non-communicable diseases are more prevalent because of climate change. He believes the health sector has been most affected by climate change. Mr. Connell was a panelist on a discussion at the St. George Secondary School by the Barbados Meteorological Services and the Department of Emergency Management on the influence of climate change on agriculture and human health.
Vector-borne diseases are more prevalent, such as mosquito-borne diseases like dengue. The NCDs are also not immune to this, although I wish they were. They are affected by it. So high blood pressure and diabetes are also affected because, like many people out there, you think, well, how is that really going to affect me if it's hot outside, right? It does. It changes your physiology. It changes the way certain systems in your body works. It changes the impact of the medications that we prescribe. They're not meant to be prescribed when you're outside dehydrated in the heat. That's not the assumption made. And so changes have to be made to the treatment. But patients living with hypertension, diabetes, and cancers, you know, are influenced by extreme conditions as well. How many people in the room knew that air quality is a direct determinant of for stroke and heart attack?
He's also advocating for healthcare facilities to be more climate resilient.
Healthcare facilities then need to be climate resilient. How are you going to feel sitting in the emergency room for 10 hours that's not air conditioned? I know that was an underestimate, right? Or what about machines that are used to treat patients that are climate sensitive? Blood pressure devices in my own clinic, for instance, BAMP did an outdoor drive. We wanted to check blood pressure and blood sugar, and the machine stopped working because we're outdoors. So we don't really think about the impact climate has on health. We just think on things like mosquito-borne diseases. But I am going to close by making the argument everything we do is all governed by climate.
Public Relations Officer of BAMP, Dr. Kenneth Connell. Meantime, also speaking on the panel, Chief Executive Officer of the Barbados Agricultural Society, James Paul, has reported challenges in the production of certain crops. He suggested the use of other seed varieties for better crop production.
This year, we've had some challenges in terms of maintaining consistent production of sweet potatoes. Yams is another one, for instance. But of course, yams is a crop that, you know, you can only grow at a particular time of the year. But you should put in it and now, hopefully, you know, you get a good crop. But it's a cycle in many cases. And the thing is really that the weather plays a very important part on your ability to be able to harvest. We talk a lot about our onion crops. What we have seen, for instance, that because of the changes in the climate, it has impacted on the plant varieties or the seed varieties that you're able to use. So you've had to look for other seed varieties that you would not normally have to in order to make sure that you can get a better performance from them.
Mr. Paul said more investment and research are needed locally to develop more seed varieties.
We are not doing the necessary level of investment in those areas of research when it comes to climate, even here locally, to understand, first of all, what is happening in terms of our climate, and secondly, how can we help to look at our current seed varieties to see whether or not we can develop more appropriate seed varieties. I know the Ministry of Agriculture will be talking about developing a seed bank and things such as these, but we need to stop the talk and do more. What we are looking at is that we need to look at those new seed varieties that can help us in terms of producing seed varieties that can actually give you all year-round sweet potato production, even yams. How can we do it?
Chief Executive Officer of the Barbados Agricultural Society, James Paul. Barbadians have to pay more for liquefied petroleum gas, LPG, cylinders from today. The new price of the 100-pound cylinder will be $153.70, an increase of $2.80, while the 25-pound cylinder will cost 72 cents more, that is $43.52. The 22-pound cylinder will sell for $38.47, an increase of 62 cents, and the 20-pound cylinder will go up by 56 cents to $34.97. The blind community is asking Barbadians to be more sensitive and aware of blind people using canes. This appeal came from the public relations officer of the National United Society for the Blind, Alinda Brathwaite, during the walk to honor White Cane Awareness Day in the city on Saturday. World White Cane Day is observed globally on October 15th.
Taking people as they are, not taking us, not seeing a cane and just not seeing the person. Seeing the person first, seeing the cane, knowing why they're using a cane. Obviously, they're using a cane because it's a symbol of there's some form of visual impairment. So take it as that. When you see someone with a cane, know that sometimes you can ask them if they need help. Of course, before you do that, you introduce yourself, tell them who you are. You don't want to be startled by somebody just run up to you and grabbing you by wherever. So that are some things that you can do. And also always speak to the person first and not to the person that they're with.
Public Relations Officer of the National United Society of the Blind, Linda Brathwaite. And finally, Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas, in his first clear and stark denouncement of Hamas's attack on Israel, said the militant group's actions do not represent the Palestinian people. According to the official Palestinian press agency, Abbas called for an end to civilian casualties, the release of prisoners, and a rejection of violence. During the call, Abbas also emphasized the urgent need for Israel to stop its aggression in Gaza and to immediately protect Gazan civilians by opening a humanitarian corridor for provisions of medical supplies, water, electricity, and fuel to the citizens of Gaza. Recapping the headlines. Two plumbers arrested following police sting in St. Philip. The past president of the Barbados Pharmaceutical Society is calling for better operations at polyclinics to ease the surge in patients at the QEH. BAMP reports an increase in vector-borne diseases and NCDs due to climate change. The Barbados Agricultural Society reports challenges in production of certain crops and Barbadians to pay more for liquefied petroleum gas cylinders from today. And that was the 7:30 edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network is a member of the OCM Group. You can listen to The Latest News or catch up on news stories at starcomnetwork.net. You may also WhatsApp Add Me to 246-2566-397 to receive breaking news. The next newscast is at 7:30. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.